Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief, brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio.
We know that if we can change the mindset of our young people and offer them alternatives to violence, we can break the cycle and prevent future generations from facing the same challenges.
The National Violence Reduction Strategy was brought forward and tabled by the Minister of National Security, Michael Weeks. Inside this strategy, he listed off the following to promote safety and address psychological abuse.
We are committed to expanding programs that engage young people, promoting inclusion, mentorship, and positive role models. By doing so, we can create a generation that chooses peace, understanding, and respect. Additionally, as part of our commitment to youth empowerment, I am proud to highlight the reinstitution of the Bermuda Youth Counseling Services under the Department for National Drug Control. Originally launched in 2002, this service will now offer targeted counseling and case management for young people aged 10 to 18 who are at risk of substance misuse and violence. Government also recognizes the profound emotional and psychological toll that violence takes on individuals and families. That is why we are expanding the community counseling program, which offers grief and trauma support to those impacted by violence. Whether it's a victim of a violent crime or a family affected by the loss of a loved one, this program provides a crucial service to help people heal.
In other news, how often are you giving away your personal information, signing up with your email, or filling out forms for businesses without really giving the act a fully realized thought about what is being done with your personal information? Let's talk PIPER, the Personal Information Protection Act that will take effect in Bermuda in January of 2025. First off, PIPER is Bermuda's new privacy law. It's designed to protect individuals' personal information and to regulate how organizations use our personal information. Now, this may seem familiar, kind of like PETI, public access to information, but PIPER actually focuses on privacy and how organizations manage your personal details, while PETI gives people the right to request information that is held by public authorities. So while both entities aim for transparency, they're working on different aspects. PIPER on privacy and PETI on public access to information. So let's talk about what PIPER means for organizations. Starting in January 2025, any businesses that uses personal information, whether it's your contact details or more sensitive information like your gender or your race, will need to follow very clear rules. They're required to keep the information secure, explain how they're using it through privacy notices, and only collect what is absolutely necessary. And in your sports-related news, Puerto Rican Rafael Campos has described this week as, quote, the best of his life after claiming the Butterfield Bermuda Championship title at Port Royal Golf Course in Southampton on November the 17th. The 36-year-old shot a final round of 68 to finish on 19 under to win his first PGA Tour event and secure the $1.242 million prize. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.